state your correct name for the record.
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two already, as we roll through a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel as we hopefully get you through your afternoon in H-Town as we kick around a lot of topics. The cover story on Sports Illustrated, one DeAndre Hopkins finally speaking out. Also, fellas, always knew that I know they're making a movie about DeAndre Hopkins' life and his mom and the whole works, and now she's blind. The fact that she's blind because a Scorn woman that was dating the same guy she was dating threw acid in her face?
Yeah, that's...
Oh!
Yeah, that,
that
was...
Is
yo, you didn't
awful.
Know that?
No!
Well, we played the...
Oh, I thought you knew that. Yeah.
I know we played the whole interview with Jake Asman and whatever... But and I knew it was I knew it was like her sight was something she used to have. I just never caught the part about the acid. God, that's brutal.
Yeah, that's why he's kind of a voice for domestic violence and advocates against that. And that's, you know, that's where that's all that's where all that Man. Comes from. Very unfortunate situation. Obviously, DeAndre Hopkins, his mother, is an absolute soldier. So shout out to her for going through that and still being supportive and doing her thing with her son. So, but yeah, that's crazy. I mean, DeAndre's been through a lot, you know, and you would think that the fact that he's a star wide receiver and widely considered to be a what, top five, top three wide receiver. Some people might even make the argument that he was the best last year.
He's one of the top three receivers in the game right now.
Yeah. You would think he's earned some longevity within the team, but negative. Mm-hmm. Not the case with BLB.
I don't know how Bill O'Brien continues to be Teflon through all of this because
and I don't know.
True, and I don't know how Cal McNair sleeps on this and stays in the background and doesn't realize indirectly this is a huge slap in his face, because even if you hear Evan Silva's interview with John and Lance earlier last week. When he wrote the whole expose on Bill O'Brien's never been good in the last multiple spots that he's been at coaching in different positions. It's just that he's had things go his way. And we know that we said the national media is more and more picking up on what we already knew. If you're Cal McNair, Evan Silva was the first one that says, all I could find out is he's the son of a rich guy. All I know, he's the son of a rich guy. Well, at some point, you're more than a son of a rich guy. You're a son of a something else. If you're going to sit there and watch this guy drive your franchise into the ground, trade away all the draft picks, embarrass the hell out of you in the way you both play on the field and make moves as a in the front office, and you don't do anything about it.
Yeah, I wonder if Cal's just – I wonder if it's just – it's not so much trust as it is easy, like, oh cool, I don't have to be the hands-on kind of guy. Bill's gonna run all this, and you know, we still have a waiting list, and Bill's probably very low maintenance when it comes to Cal. He's probably a unbelievably difficult to get along with if you work for the Texans, but if you own the Texans, I bet you Bill O'Brien is the nicest guy in the world to Cal McNair. So it's probably like, yeah, he's low maintenance, I don't have to worry about it, sure, go run everything.
I mean, you're right, and look, Barry, there's a couple things. One, you were the one that started this whole thing about it's not going to change until you stop going to games and buying merchandise. Because, and I think that's what has to really be emphatically pushed with the fans, is that it's maybe the only thing that Cal McNair sees that would throw up a red flag is if the bottom line goes down and his numbers across the board go down from all those different categories, merchandise, tickets, whatever, and popularity. Because you're right. If I'm Bill O'Brien, I've got the greatest gig on the planet. If I know all I got to do is soft shoe and kiss the ass of this guy that wants to stay in the background and lets me run roughshod and do whatever I want in two different positions, one which I basically gave myself, then why would I do anything to rock the boat or change that?
Yeah, it doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense.
Because when we look at all the other things, and we talk about like his relationships with players and how they, if they soured, he got rid of the player. But he did the same thing to Brian Gain, and it's because they had conflicting opinions. And because of the fact that Brian Gain wasn't afraid to push back. And to his credit, even though Bill O'Brien gave him the job, he knew that he was going to be judged upon his merits and not because of the fact that he was one of Bill's boys. But the minute he pushes back, Bill pushes him out the door and then has people kind of set the table to try and paint a picture of this was a racist guy. This was a guy that was out of control. This was this and this was that. And that I know from people that said nothing chapped his ass more than hearing all of that, all because in his mind they disagreed about Jadeveon Clowney and some things because he held his ground.
You can't cross Bill O'Brien. I mean, that's just you can't get on his bad side, right? Like that's the death sentence for you if you're on his bad side.
Unless you work on, at least if you work at ESPN 97.5, you don't have to pay for it if you're on his bad side and you're just talking about it. Because I can guarantee you that the people over at the flagship are always on tippy-toeing around because of the fact that if anybody over there, especially the head coach, finds out about anything like that, there are consequences to be paid there too. Josh Innes was one of those guys. I mean, there were guys that when he was on 610 and he was at all critical of the Texans, they took him off the broadcast. So that's the way they run the ship over there as an organization. And even DeAndre in the article, he called them Russian bots at one time. He talked about the unnamed sources that are mentioned with a lot of the different things around his situation with the Texans. And he basically implied that that's the organization, much as we kid around about Daryl Morey and his bots and the way he does things at the Rockets. Don't kid yourself if you don't think it's possible that the franchise does exactly what DeAndre's talking about and tries to set the undertone with rumors from unnamed sources and, Twitter accounts. Someone uncovered one of what they thought was one of another Bill O'Brien robot Twitter account last night.
That oh, really?
Always, yeah, that constantly comes to the defense of the Texans. And it was William J. And the bio says huge Texans fan. But, I mean, they're out there. And I don't think Hopkins is far off.
I don't know if I would believe that Bill O'Brien would have.
Not him personally. The organization. The PR department.
I think there would be people on staff that he's gone out and said, listen, you dumb dummy intern. You like your job here? Then you go out there and you tweet good things about me. You do it all day long. You make me look good. Yeah, oh, I believe that, but I don't think Bill O'Brien's the guy.
Not just look good, but also keep in mind, I want to know every bad thing that's out there said about me, written about me, whatever. Because, like I told you, from experience, that's part of people's jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, every time something is said about you, like Bill O'Brien or otherwise, Van Gundy is the one that started it in the Rockets organization. He wanted to know every single article and everything, single thing, good and bad, that was said about the Rockets on a daily basis. I think that's counterproductive.
Creepy.
I think, and taxing on you when you're constantly worried about all that instead of just worried about doing your job.
It's weird. It's creepy. It's all that.
Yeah. So I mean, we'll see. Yeah.
I got bigger things to do with my life than to sit there and worry about stuff like that, to the extent that if I'm running a franchise as a GM and head coach, and you're like, me as a sports radio guy and a comedian, I'm a loser with nothing to do. So I can get online and argue. Okay. I can get online and argue with people that say mean things about me. But if I'm the head coach of the Houston Texans and the GM, why are you even worried about any of that stuff? Why, just focus on trying to be a better GM and a better coach, because you're not good at that. Don't worry about all of the fact that they had to hold a press conference and do what they did, which was unprecedented, according to several season ticket holders that I talked to. They know they screwed up. And then he's back again with another press conference and asking the fans for a chance. Oh, just as much as I would say ignore the chatter on Twitter, just put your head down, go to work. Mm-hmm. But I think what you're seeing is the backlash is starting to swell a little bit, and they're in damage control mode. They're the laughingstock of the NFL this year with these moves. They know it because everybody across the nation is talking about it, and fans are probably livid that they traded DeAndre Hopkins. And so now they're in spin control, and I would just encourage the fans, keep doing it. It's obviously working.
Well, I don't think one man can do enough. I think that it's going to take an army, and that army is going to have to be really effective, because I don't think anything is going to make, you know, rock the boat over there on Kirby enough to make any change happen, especially not before the start of this season. And as much as he wants the fans to be patient, I mean, who cares what the fans think if the owner's patient?
Amen.
All right, we'll continue to roll. If you want to join the conversation, we're here for you, 713-780-3776. Call us, text us, hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you, like your wife when you forget your keys at work.
Hey, hon, you get my texts?
I am looking for the spare house key. Maybe I can get through the window. Turns out the alarm works. Wow, it works fast. You should probably call me back.
GEICO, always there for you, with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
For those special life cycle moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones, and birthdays, Zadok Jewelers has you covered from A to Zadok. With an unrivaled selection of loose diamonds, bridal, and fine jewelry, over 25 Swiss watch brands, and fine crystal. Enjoy true personal guidance from the Zadok family and expert staff. From fine jewelry and timepiece repair to custom-designed jewelry and complete watch overhauls, our on-premise master jewelers and expert watchmakers have you covered from A to Zadok. Experience Zadok Jewelers at Post Oak in San Felipe or at Zadok.com. Remember, they're jewelry stores, and then there's Zadok's.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos, the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
A heart in my Tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me?
Actually, it's reminding you that it can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Wait! They can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
Okay, you're stuck at home, but that doesn't mean you can't get fresh, delicious beer from Houston's best local craft breweries, including their new releases. Introducing Hop Drop. Hop Drop delivers beers from over 70 area craft breweries right to your door. Get great local beers like Spindletap, B52, Urban South, Jester King, Ingenious, and a whole lot more. Visit GoHopDrop.com to sign up for a monthly or annual subscription and get your first month free. Your subscription includes free delivery, expanded access to available beers, and brewery-only releases. Plus, use promo code ESPN975 for $15 off your first beer purchase. That's right, your first month subscription for free and $15 off your first beer purchase with promo code ESPN975. Fresh, local craft beers delivered to your home. What a beautiful thing. Get started at GoHopDrop.com. Get the first month of your subscription for free and $15 off your first beer purchase with promo code ESPN975.
I'm Marcus Kiprios, owner of Blackland Distillery in Fort Worth, not Dallas, Texas. At Blackland, we make ultra-premium vodka, gin, bourbon, and rye whiskey using state-of-the-art equipment to create strikingly smooth spirits with an incredibly soft finish. Most importantly, our spirits are made in Texas using Texas grains from Texas farmers. You can find us in most major liquor stores, but be sure to also ask your favorite bar and restaurant for Blackland to taste something better than your go-to substandard foreign-made alcohol. Because everything is better in Texas, especially Texas-made ultra-premium spirits.
For those special life cycle moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones, and birthdays, Zadok Jewelers has you covered from A to Zadok. With an unrivaled selection of loose diamonds, bridal, and fine jewelry, over 25 Swiss watch brands, and fine crystal, enjoy true personal guidance from the Zadok family and expert staff. From fine jewelry and timepiece repair to custom-designed jewelry and complete watch overhauls, our on-premise master jewelers and expert watchmakers have you covered from A to Zadok. Experience Zadok Jewelers at Post Oak and San Felipe or at Zadok.com. Remember, they're jewelry stores, and then there's Zadok's.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back! Hour number two continues. The Usual Suspects, ESPN975. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. And I think we're going to do draft-related way back Wednesday, some way, shape, or form. Right, fellas?
Yes, that is correct, that would work. Sir.
Okay. Want to make sure it's official and everybody signs off on it so that there's no questioning it.
Are we doing songs right that Roger Goodell would listen to? What are we doing exactly?
I think that's to be determined between now and the end of the show so that no one gets a head start. How about that?
Agreed.
Not throwing out any names or initials, but
I feel
Barrett,
like you guys just ganged
prepared
up on me.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys just ganged up on me and were like, Barry's the one that cheats.
Well, I mean, they, Joel is the only one with a list in.
If the shoe fits, Barry, I think if you resemble that remark, then, and you're taking it personally, then maybe we were effective in what we did. That's all I'm saying.
Did you see this thing where Oliver Luck is suing Vince McMahon because he shut down because he wrongfully, I guess, terminated Oliver Luck? Vince McMahon did. It's
I
wrongful did see that termination, yeah, lawsuit in federal court that was filed by Oliver Luck. It was filed last week, right before McMahon laid off most of the staff with the XFL, and then 3 days before the league filed Chapter 11. So I guess in the article they talk about, Luck wholly disputes or rejects the allegations set forth in the termination letter. Unfortunately for us, he had a non-disclosure. So most of the lawsuit is redacted. Like, you're not going to be able to see the details. But dude was supposed to get paid. Luck's contract was worth $20 million over the lifetime of the contract. That seems like an awful lot.
That's crazy.
For a startup.
A startup that failed 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
You know it's risky, right? So I would be like, hey, we're going to do this on a prove-it thing. We're not going to give you $20 million over the life. How about we give you $3 million a year and, you know, for 5 years, and then you get bonuses and incentives based on ratings and attendance and, you know, all that stuff. But, up $20 million?
But also, Barry, think about it from the standpoint of, Oliver Luck is a very reputable guy. I mean, he was an athletic director at some pretty highly known institutions and had done some really good things in his life. So you got to believe when Vince McMahon calls me or when we start, you know, however they get put together to start talking about all this, you need some security. You need some things spelled out for you that, hey, look, you know, if this is going to be a venture I want to get into, I don't want it to be a one and done. I'm leaving a great situation at West Virginia or, you know, as an athletic director or whatever the case was. I think that was his last job. But there had to be some things discussed where all of a sudden he pulls the plug after a year, cuts his losses, and you're like, well, wait a minute, that's not what we talked about.
I mean, on the surface, because on the surface, anything Oliver Luck related, he's like you mentioned, Joel, that was actually what I was going to go to first. He's a reputable guy. So on the surface, so you think Oliver Luck is right and Vince McMahon is wrong, because let's be real, he's had his run-ins with a bunch of former athletes under contract before in his tenure being the owner of WWE. But, I mean, I don't know the details of everything. I mean, but how much money is he expecting? He's acting like Vince McMahon. I mean, from the tone of the article is acting like Vince McMahon is trying to dodge paying him. I mean, does he really want $20 million after a company that failed 20 years ago, only lasted, what, 5 or 6 games the second time, and he still wants the $20 million? Like, does that seem – is that what he's saying? Is that fair?
That's the thing I get. It says it wants – he's seeking unspecified damages, attorney's fees, and interest, and a declaratory judgment on fulfilling the terms of the contract. I wonder if – so he was terminated, but remember now, XFL is up for sale, so he may be fighting for the place – in his rightful place in the XFL if it gets sold and brought out of bankruptcy and resurrected. So if the NFL buys the XFL, for example, and says, all right, we're doing this now. This is our official feeder league. We're going to adopt these rules. We're going to experiment with stuff. This is going to be where we try out new things. We do the, you know, that's a possibility, right? Or maybe the CFL buys it, or you just don't know. But then I think Oliver Luck's point is, but I'm supposed to still be there earning my $20 million for as long as that league's around.
Well, let's also not forget that the contracts state that, and I would assume that their contracts are just like anyone else's, where there's a force majeure clause. And if that's the case, then that's an easy out for WWE and Vince McMahon to say, hey, you can't come back at us because we have a clause that says from the employees league-wide to the people that worked in the front office, if we have a pandemic, I can pull the plug and I'm justified. And I think Luck is basically saying – no, because the country, you know, as much as they've scaled back, I don't think that you can say that, you know, next year at this time, the league wouldn't be able to continue, and or he wants the years, I think to Nick's point, he wants the years that are still on his contract.
And that's just feel like that's not fair to ask for in this pandemic. Is it fair?
I agree with that. I don't think I think you could ask for, you know, and I don't know, we don't know what severance he got, but to try to ask a league that's going belly up to pay you for the remaining amount, but it says unspecified damages, but regardless of what it is, unless this was a, hey, look, we're shutting it all down, so we're letting everybody go, then he may have but I don't understand how you could come back on and sue if they're like, we just don't have any money. We're done. Like, this is it. We're tapped out. I don't know the language of the contract, like you said, but unless it states in there, no matter what, I get my $20 million. No matter what.
Right.
Pandemic be damned. Bankruptcy be damned. Shutting it down be damned.
But you also got to believe I could think of. That you would think, though, that his case from his lawyer's perspective is going to be along those lines to say, hey, look, you know, a lot of sports are being postponed and halted for now, but they're going to resume. And so the initial move by the XFL was to do the same. Then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they abruptly canceled everything, pulled the plug on everything, and then blamed the pandemic. So, you know, I think his lawyers are going to push the fact, look, there's nothing that says that the league couldn't have been in, you know, perfect standing to start again next year. And next year was a long time away. And again, I think the whole crux of it is he wants the full extent. Because Barry, I don't think that there's any way, if you let a guy go, I don't think there's any working out some kind of severance. I think they just let him go.
Right.
I think you have to if you're going to play that clause in the contract.
Not to mention, I believe there was a story that said, he sold like $4 million, 4 million shares of WWE as an influx, as a money booster for the XFL. And it was like, I want to say something like $250 million where he sold these shares and he was supposed to be used to help finance the XFL. And maybe that's what Oliver Luck is doing. And he's looking at, you know, perhaps Vince McMahon's net worth or he knows that he has the money to pay it. And so he's, you know, he's, I don't know if reaching is the right word, but he's actually trying. He's making an attempt to collect as much money as he can. And I think a lot of people would do that, but you have to remember, just for him to go at round two of the XFL, he sold a good portion of WWE shares just to generate revenue, just to generate capital and money to finance the XFL.
Yeah, but then do you guys really believe that it was like that much of a flailing venture? Because we saw the attendance numbers. We saw, I mean, not just here in Houston, but we saw numbers up across the board. We saw merchandise running out every week. It didn't seem like it was a flailing effort like the AAFL.
No, I felt like it was on its way. I think the pandemic was really the issue. I don't think that this is some contrived thing. I think the success that they were having, I mean, the fact that you had three or four guys already make it to the NFL because of this led you to believe that the things they were doing, attendance was good. Ratings were good. So I don't think this is anything other than pandemic related, which is why, I mean, Oliver Luck is a high character guy and Vince McMahon, not so much. So you wonder if what we're seeing is the reality of it, or is there something else going on?
Like, a lot of questions that we may never get the answers to.
Or is he the good guy? Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I don't know. Is he sticking up for himself or is he trying to get more than he deserves?
Right.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. Just thought we'd get that story to you because that just popped up before we went on the air. But we are 90 minutes in, 90 still to go. Excuse me, wow. Second half of the show comes up next. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm Marcus Kiprios, owner of Blackland Distillery in Fort Worth, not Dallas, Texas. At Blackland, we make ultra-premium vodka, gin, bourbon, and rye whiskey using state-of-the-art equipment to create strikingly smooth spirits with an incredibly soft finish. Most importantly, our spirits are made in Texas using Texas grains from Texas farmers. You can find us in most major liquor stores, but be sure to also ask your favorite bar and restaurant for Blackland to taste something better than your go-to substandard foreign-made alcohol. Because everything is better in Texas, especially Texas-made ultra-premium spirits.
Hey, it's AJ Hoffman. During these times, Allstate Siding and Window have added additional steps during their consultations, in person and virtual, to ensure that the health and safety of our homeowners and employees are top priority. Allstate is open for business and ready to help their community in the greater Houston area. Call Allstate today for your free consultation. Receive 30% off all windows and $2,500 for all full siding jobs. Remember, for the best rate, call Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936, 832-204-1936, or allstatesidingandwindows.com.
What do you suppose you'll find at besthotelrates.com? Here's a hint. It's in the name. Book your next hotel stay at besthotelrates.com. Sign up with your email address for additional savings. besthotelrates.com.
Have a ton of working capital tied up in accounts receivable? At Texas Citizens Bank, we'll purchase qualified accounts receivable today and provide you with instant liquidity to grow safely and strategically. Call Kevin at Texas Citizens, 713-948-5794.
Hey, if you have been in an accident, Lawyer Dave is the man you need. Doesn't matter what kind of accident, whether it's a car, an 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall, maybe you've had a bad hospital experience, Lawyer Dave will take care of you. He practices everywhere in Texas. He does not charge for his consultations, and he does not get paid until you win. Based right here in Houston, you can contact Lawyer Dave at 713-626-8900 or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law. 713-626-8900. Better dial Dave.
Hey, soccer fans. Glenn Davis here. Thank you for supporting Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by our presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. Join me for the best in soccer talk or football talk every Tuesday at 7 Central.
Looking for a job worth talking about? Teaching is creative, collaborative, intellectually challenging, and every day is new. See why teachers have better work stories by going to teach.org and learn more about becoming a teacher. Brought to you by teach.org.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
90 in the books, 90 still to go. Second half of the show on The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. Barry, Nick, and myself. I guess I miss you, Laminac.
Wow. Really? I guess I'm going to delete this text that I was going to read.
Oh. I just found out that I must miss you because I'm in the office and I went to get some water and I came back and Lisa popped her head in and she goes, "Jesus, did you fart in here?" And I go, yeah, I guess I did. She's like, "My God, put the fan on." I was like, "No, you know what? I think I miss being in the studio with Barry more than I thought." Like, it's my office. If I want to fart here, I will.
Do your thing, man. See? And you know what? Didn't bother me a bit. Because I didn't have to breathe in your big fart air into my lungs. So I'm good. I'm happy. That's hilarious, well, though.
There you go. So I thought I did.
Speaking of that, I saw you put an article in our rundown.
Yes.
I just read the headline. I didn't read the article, but my goodness, what on earth? Can coronavirus be spread through farts? Is that the New York Post?
New York Post!
The New York freaking Post. Two Australian doctors are weighing in about the spread of coronavirus down under, where it can be spread through farts, or whether it can be spread through farts, that is.
Yeah.
Who stopped and said, "All right, guys, we got to figure out if I'm on a bus and, you know, some dude farts, can he give me COVID-19? Is that, so apparently if you're concerned, no bare bottom farting is causing a, it's not causing.
Technical about it too. So these doctors are having a podcast called the CoronaCast, and one of them makes the statement, "No bare bottom farting because of the particles when not with undergarments and how they can be spread." And then the other one has to treat it like a serious comment and goes, "Luckily we wear a mask which covers our farts from getting it." Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm trying to figure out, because it says in the article, meanwhile, Australian emergency physician Dr. Andy Tagg floated the question via Twitter. "So can the bottom-based emissions of someone with coronavirus be silent and deadly?" And not a great deal of research is available, but I think that their studies have clearly shown that a significant percentage of COVID-19 patients do have GI symptoms. However, there are no published data on whether flatulence alone presents any risk of transmission, although in a clothed person, it would be unlikely to be a significant route of transmission. So it sounds like they're just saying, don't go bust ass bare naked in somebody's face. Because that happens, what we don't have to worry about is coronavirus. You need to worry about an ass whooping at that point.
Or singed nasal hair. I mean, you know.
Something.
So, yeah, so
would people just stop coming up with these cures that they think would work against the coronavirus? We had I think it was a governor that talked about the blow dryer at one point up your nose.
It was like a city councilman. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, now we got these two Australian doctors. I mean, could we just stop? We have what's his name talking about the golfer about the vodka.
You got your boy John Daly who's saying drink vodka to get rid of it.
Just want to wish everybody safe and be healthy and be smart. And hopefully we'll get over this thing pretty soon. We'll get back out playing a lot more golf and everybody go back to work. But I kind of got a cure for this. You know, I think you just take, I only drink one drink a day. It just happens to be a bottle of good old Belvedere. You know, you just drink one of these a day, you know, sippy on a little McDonald's Diet Coke, you know, wash it down pretty good. Never have a hangover. And that's the way you kill this coronavirus, I believe. But
that's hilarious.
On so many levels, though, fellas.
I only have one drink a day. It's a bottle.
That's fantastic.
I mean, isn't he a recovering alcoholic?
I don't know
if he ever got to the recovery stage, though.
Yeah.
Because he's had a lot of different vices that he had to get help for. But I thought, because he had a reality show at one point, and I thought that he smoked like a chimney and did the Diet Cokes because he was a recovering alcoholic.
Well, if he was, he ain't no more.
I guess not.
He's not a recovering alcoholic. He's just an alcoholic.
He's just an alcoholic.
He recovered. The stories that I heard was when he made the return to the senior tour, and he got to be a big deal with these loudmouth shorts and pants that, you know, his company and all these things. He had a sponsorship with Hooters. So instead of all the other players that would either rent a house or stay at a hotel, he was traveling the country in a big motorhome, and he would sell his merchandise out of the back of it when he was done with his rounds during a tournament. He came to Houston, and he hooked it up to the Hooters off of 1960. And they said dude was just out of control. Like, you know, not just like using up the electricity and whatever, but just, you know, doing whatever he wanted and just all over the place at all times. And they thought at that point that he seriously had some issues. But if you're going with a bottle of vodka a day, that's a problem.
He's living his best life, man. I ain't mad at him. He is doing it up big.
I told y'all that story when, and again, maybe it was not, maybe at that point it was something other than alcohol, but when I was working in Portland and he did a clinic with a full, around the 18th green at a course there, and there were literally probably 25 rows up of bleachers all around, and he teed up a ball on a beer can and said, "What would y'all do if I hit this at you right now?" And everybody thought he was joking. And he wound up and hit it. Thank God he hit it over the bleachers and into a parking lot full of cars. No one knows if it hit a car and where. But he got fined like six figures. And the PGA Tour was like, "What were you thinking? You weren't thinking, but what happens if you mishit that thing? A John Daly drive catches you at close range? You don't think that's going to do some damage?"
Yeah, and, you know, he's probably had a couple, so of course his aim is going to be, he's seeing, he don't know which one to hit it, which of the two of you, and he's seeing double to hit it over.
Yeah, I mean, so I thought he's already fought some of those demons, but maybe the fight is still on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it could be they're in for a long fight, I'll tell you that much. All right, a couple of texts real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So, AR Platinum said, "Sunfest 2020 party bus, let's make it happen." We're so far from that, AR Platinum. We are so far. I mean, I just want to go back to, you know, normal lines at the grocery store. Damn, a party bus. I just want to get back to some normalcy going. I just want to be able to fart.
Your store is back.
Give someone COVID. No, I'm just saying they're still, you know. You still have to keep 6 feet when you're checking out and all.
Oh, yeah. Because I've noticed in certain areas, the grocery stores like are consistently full, and then like our grocery stores, I think that, and someone made the point on payday, the 1st and the 15th, that next day is very, very, there are lines. But other than that, we haven't really seen lines at our grocery stores.
Yeah, there was. I mean, not lines outside. Obviously, the lines inside.
Oh, checkout lines are for sure. Yeah.
A couple other texts. Demetrius said, "Hey, what's up? Congratulations to Lisa, Joel. Going to have to start watching Channel 2 in June when she starts. That picture of Lisa, you and Taylor looks good." I'll beg to differ on him looking good, but
yeah,
everybody
you already
else,
did. Thanks.
I do agree. And then the last one I said, it's too late now because it was back when you were being angry with Nick and me. But somebody said, "Joel sounds like he's on day 3 of a 12-step plan to sobriety. He's so angry."
Well, maybe I should
like,
take
dumb,
hey,
you
maybe
dumb
I should
asses,
take John Daly
bunch
with
of dumb asses. I was like, "Why maybe, is he yelling at us?"
Maybe I should take John Daly with me and we can do some good out of it. I mean,
amen,
I don't know.
Right?
Cuz yeah, cuz my man funny. is going at it. So maybe he, you know, boy. Maybe he needs a drinking buddy.
Yeah.
Did you see
John,
what Steven
man.
Uzek also sent to us?
Mm-mm.
He said, and he sent the article, there's a Barstool article that says that Michael Jordan said if he didn't make it as a basketball player, he wanted to be a meteorologist. He went to college and got his degree in coastal geography. And he was talking to some campers at his basketball camp, and he said, "What's coastal geography? It's an introduction to meteorology. I always wanted to be the weatherman. Don't laugh. It's funny, but that's what I really wanted to do.
Wow. I would have never guessed that.
I mean, I would have never guessed that Shaq wanted to be a police officer, so I guess you never know.
True.
Well, and Shaq is...
And he's into that stuff, too.
Woo, is he into it. I think I told you the story. Robert Horry was driving in L.A. one night after a game, and there was a van that rolled up and was profiling his car, and it got real close, and he didn't know what to do, so he suddenly, and I don't know if it was a smart thing to do or not, but he rolled down his window as if to say, like, what are you doing? And the door, the van had the sliding door, and the sliding door opens up, and Shaq is sitting there undercover with sunglasses and all this stuff, and he's like, stakeout, bro. And Robert started laughing. Hilarious. He's like, and he goes, dead serious, knocking down a door, going in. And Robert was like, oh my God. And he didn't care about the NBA contract and all that other stuff. In his spare time, he was doing stakeouts and things with the local authorities.
So crazy.
I guess that's if awesome. You got a passion, man. Okay. I mean, John Daly's got a passion. Awesome. Shaq's got a passion. Yeah. MJ had a passion. So, all right, we'll continue to roll. Still in hour number two, 3-hour show. We'd love to have you join us. 713-780-3776. You can text or call, or you can hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Redbox has top entertainment when you need it most. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back in the highly anticipated sequel, Bad Boys for Life. Watch Mike Lowry and Marcus Burnett team up for one last mission to take down a ruthless assassin and leader of a Miami drug cartel. Let Redbox bring you together, because connection is everything, now more than ever. Make it a movie night and visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch. Prices may vary by location, subject to applicable taxes. Additional terms at Redbox.com.
At AutoZone, we're here to help you get what you need, and that won't change. In need of an oil change? Right now you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil, an STP Extended Life Oil Filter, and a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail or email, all for just $33.99. And if you need something fast, you can get it fast, your way, whether it's next day delivery or free same day pickup, in store or curbside. The choice is yours. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details on AutoZone.com.
HRMP was there to help its clients weather the business impacts of Hurricane Harvey. And HRMP stands ready to support local businesses with their response to the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. HRMP provides its clients with designated human resource professionals to help navigate changing conditions and to protect their employees and their businesses. Protect your business today and be better prepared for a strong economic rebound tomorrow. Call 281-880-6525 or go to HRP.net today.
For those special life cycle moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones, and birthdays, Zadok Jewelers has you covered from A to Zadok. With an unrivaled selection of loose diamonds, bridal, and fine jewelry, over 25 Swiss watch brands, and fine crystal, enjoy true personal guidance from the Zadok family and expert staff. From fine jewelry and timepiece repair to custom-designed jewelry and complete watch overhauls, our on-premise master jewelers and expert watchmakers have you covered from A to Zadok. Experience Zadok Jewelers at Post Oak in San Felipe or at Zadok.com. Remember, they're jewelry stores, and then there's Zadok's.
John Granato here for Chastain Ford. You do not have to leave your home to buy a car or truck from Chastain Ford. They will do a video walk around for you where you can see those cars, and they'll bring you the car to test drive at home. You can purchase online at ChastainFord.com. You can choose to pick it up in the store, which is safe and clean, or they can deliver it. No dealer fees and nothing down. 0% financing for 84 months and up to 6 months with no payments. Right now, ChastainFord.com. That's ChastainFord.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, as we put the wraps on hour number two with this segment of the 3-hour show. So you can do the math. We're going to take you all the way till 4 o'clock. as we set you up for the Blitz. They'll take you till 7 on ESPN 97.5. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. I put it on the rundown yesterday. But definitely worth talking about today. Lisa and I were actually talking about it today because she was unaware of it. There was a Sacramento TV reporter, and we've talked about the fact that all the local stations, the reporters are now doing reports from home and using iPhones and iPads and doing all these different ways to be creative and still do the news. A Sacramento TV reporter is doing a live shot from her bathroom, and evidently it's on how to cure split ends and cut your own hair during the pandemic. The live shot reveals, as she's cutting her hair over her shoulder, her husband's taking a shower naked in the background on live television.
That's fantastic.
Really? Now, Barry, you're the keeper of truth in reality TV, because I want to know if you think it's real, and then if they did it intentionally, because Lisa's first reaction was, come on, she's in Sacramento looking for her five seconds of fame, and if everybody in the country's talking about the fact that she did this, she did it purposely, and she's going to get a better job out of it.
I don't believe – no. I think that was accidental. Having watched it,
yeah,
it does it –
What,
looks,
she didn't hear
it,
her husband it, taking a shower in the bathroom?
That's
while
what
she
I
was...
mean. And the husband wasn't smart enough to go, my wife's doing a live shot in the bathroom. I'm not going to either. I'm not going to take a shower now, or I'll do it. Maybe they have another shower in the house.
No, what I'm saying is she. Yeah, you might have heard the shower going, but she didn't realize about the mirrors and stuff, the reflections. So she sets
now,
the camera.
Now, Nick, Barry has a point, because you've talked about this in the locker room. Those mirrors can cause some hazards.
So basically, we could there's a possibility that she did know that her husband was taking a shower. She knowingly took the shot, the live shot, with her husband in the shower, but she needed to get it done, and she thought she had her, you know, everything covered in terms of the camera shot. But isn't there a camera person there, or did she do it with her cell phone?
I'm sure she just propped up her phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, she should have done it better. See, on-air talent, they're not videographers, they're not camera people. So maybe she messed
right.
up. Is that fair?
That's why that's
to look
why
for an excuse.
Yep.
I just think, you know, smarter heads have to prevail here.
So the video on the link that you posted, Joel, has obviously they blurred it out so that they can show the video. But if you go down to some of the tweets and pull it up, yeah, you can. There's, I mean, plain as day, his dong is just.
His dong? No.
No.
Yeah. It's all dong, bro. It's a dong shot. Go down to the bottom of the article, okay? And look, just do this. Just on Twitter. Open up your Twitters to see this man's dong. Go to at DRyan90. Just go to at DRyan90 on Twitter, and there you go. Because his tweet was, someone's about to get in trouble over at KCRA. Look closely. And there it is. It's hilarious. No, I don't think this was planned.
Because of the dong.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. If it was just his butt, maybe. I don't think that was planned. That's hilarious.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're in the shower, minding your own business. But again, I still say...
Oh, that's so funny.
Like, if I know Lisa's doing a live shot in the house, I'm either not taking a shower in that bathroom until after she's done, or I'm going in another bathroom in the house to take a shower. But I think that's on them, too, for just being either naive or stupid.
I think it's on her. I don't know if it's on... I'm not sure he was walking up in the
fault,
shower.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, you know what? Yeah, even if my wife is doing a live shot, she's probably smart enough to know not to include
don't
my
put my dong,
dong
in the shot
in the video.
Yeah.
But thank
so funny.
Thank the world for mirrors, I guess. For women, I guess, because I didn't want to see that dong. Thank God I saw the censored version.
Oh, that is too funny. That
yeah, I just I funny. Saw it so, and I was
yeah,
laughing, but
I'm
like,
gonna stay. That really happened. And
why can't that ever happen to Joel? I wish that could happen to Joel.
That's nice.
You want to see Joel's penis?
No,
really?
I do not want to. I just
bro,
I want the
weird.
World to see it.
What a weird request.
Then we could make fun of him forever.
If you ask nice.
Yeah, I'd give you plenty of ammunition to make fun of, too, but I'm not doing that. I am the person that overthinks things because of my wife. Because I know, like, I've told you guys about simple things that I don't care about, like the background when we do, like, a video chat or things like that. Like, she's already the wheels are already turning that they want to like do a live shot with her at some point next week. She's like, "Now, where in the house am I going to be able to do this? Where's the lighting going to be?" I was like, "Oh my yeah. god!"
But I would think so that I would expect me that. I would expect that from. I mean, you talk about. I mean, both of you guys talked about your wives how like the littlest thing in terms of aesthetics at the house bother them, right? Like if mm-hmm. one book is slightly yeah. taller than the yeah. next book on the bookshelf, the taller one has to be morning. To the left of the one that's shorter. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's how women are, and you would think someone who's working for TV would know better. That's completely on her. I'm taking a shower whenever I want in my house. I mean, I feel like you wouldn't have to worry about that situation, Joel, because you would know. You would know she's got this.
Well, I'm conditioned to it. Like I've told you, like even on Facebook, when I posted the picture of Taylor's first day of school, her mom took the picture. I didn't think about the fact the address was right behind me, and Lisa was like, she's like, "You can't post that picture." I go, "It's a good picture. What's wrong with it?" She goes, "Everyone's going to know where she goes to school now. I don't want that information out there." You got it. So I'm so conditioned on any posting any picture or video. I got to the point for a while where I was like, "You know what, Lisa? You post whatever you want. I'll repost it because I give up. I give up trying to figure out all of the different rules and things we're looking for. But in the process, I'm more aware than I was before in terms of, you know, what people could possibly pick up and things you put out there. That's, again, reason why I would never get caught in that situation.
You got to approve it these days.
Well, yeah, I was going to bring it up earlier, but I don't remember if you had talked about it on air or not. But that was one thing. That's kind of – I changed mid-sentence earlier when we were messing with you about the picture. But I was surprised that picture made it onto the website because I know how protective she is of that kind of information getting out.
You're talking about the picture in the release today?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? And it's actually my fault because, like I said, I got back from a run, and she's trying to see if – and the station said, just have Joel take some pictures of you and just send them to us. And, you know, that wasn't acceptable for her. She's like, "No, I'm not doing that with the lighting and everything." She goes, "You know, this is for my career. I need something that's professionally done." And they obviously couldn't use the photos she's taken previously because they were property to another station. So – I'm sitting there on the couch, and I'm really getting tired of the discussion. Like, I'm tired from running, and I'm like, "You know what? Why is this so hard?" And I look up above our fireplace, and I go, "Why don't you just take that shot that we took professionally done of the family, cut Taylor and I out of it. They could probably drop a new background on it. You look great. There's a picture." And all of a sudden, I saw the wheels turning. I'm like, "Oh, yes, I might be onto something." And she's not going to freak out anymore. But then when she came back, she goes, "Hey, I hope you don't mind, but they want to use the whole thing." I go, "Of all of us?" And she's like, "Yeah." I go, "Well, if you're okay with it, I'm okay with it, I guess."
Yeah, I was surprised she was okay with it. I just didn't want to, like, put y'all
– I'm with you. I kind of was too. Yeah. Yeah. And I saw,
but,
you know –
hey, that's good. But, and you know what? You're right, because I shot a video this morning for my YouTube channel, and I'm in there doing it, and Nora walks in and goes, "What? Hold on. I need to move this on the shelf back there and put this." I'm like, "Babe, no one's looking." Yeah, they might. I look. I'm like, "Yeah, but
for
you're
sure.
a weirdo. You're a creep."
Yep. Oh, and yeah. this, in a nutshell, a thing, Nick, is why man. You're never getting married.
Probably.
Yeah, don't
probably.
Do it. Like, I mean,
you can,
I'm
you
so
can
happy.
Borrow my fake microphone. That would add aesthetics to the live
Dude,
shots.
I will never trust
so
you again.
Funny.
I can never trust you so again after funny. That. I was like, "Oh, Nick just ruined everything," because I thought he was a trustworthy guy. The fact that he pulled that off, oh, my God, I can't trust him anymore.
By the way, for the record, last night I go live with Andy Huggins, and he's like, "Hey, what's that?" Right before we go live, he goes, "Oh, by the way, I got this fake microphone in case I need to outdo Nick." He had a microphone in his house, and he was watching. It was hilarious.
That's
it
fantastic.
Was so funny.
Fellas, Ian Rappaport. Just reporting this 5 minutes ago, your thoughts. Retired Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski has told New England he's interested in playing football again and wants to do it with the Buccaneers and Tom Brady. A trade would have to be worked out for this to happen. A, do you like it? And B, do you think the Patriots are going to be willing to work out a deal for him?
Say it again because my connection started garbling up. What was the line again?
A, do you like the fact that Gronkowski wants to play football again? And then B, do you think the Patriots are going to be willing to make a deal to take care of his wishes and set him up to play with Brady again?
Oh, so he okay, because that was the part I missed. He doesn't want to play in New England. He wants to go play with Brady
Correct.
In Tampa.
Correct. And New England still has his rights because he had years on his contract before he retired.
Well, boy, that's interesting from two perspectives. One, yeah, I wonder if New England would do it. And I tell you what, I don't know, but if they could get a haul for it, if they could, you know, if they could fleece them a la anybody that does a deal with Bill O'Brien, yeah. I mean, if Tampa was willing to overpay to get Gronk and, you know, maybe give up a first or a second or whatever.
No. Think about this, Barry. Think about this a little bit now. We talked about one of the reasons why Brady made this choice to go where he went, which was all the different weapons that Tampa Bay has. Well, they got two good young tight ends in Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard. You would think as part of the compensation, one of those guys goes to New England. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I could see that and something else being a part of a deal that could make both sides happy.
I could see that.
I mean, the Patriots have the reputation of getting rid of guys that, you know, guys that you would think are still assets on the team and still good enough. And they're like, you know what? We don't need you anymore. So based on Belichick's reputation, you would think, sure, they can move on from Gronk. I feel like it's more on Tampa and whether or not they want to make that deal.
Well, and then the other thing is why did Gronk really go away then? Was it Belichick? Was it the Patriots? Because now all of a sudden he wants to come back. And I know there was talks, but, you know, he said he only wanted to play for Brady, and I get it, but he walked away from that too.
Well, so Barry, you're onto something.
I wonder
what if
happened there.
We know Belichick's also kind of that guy, that if he doesn't want to play for us, and if he goes to Tampa, mm-hmm. and then Brady succeeds and he succeeds, then there's more egg on our face. So maybe I'm going to not make a move, or I'm going to make the what I want in return so high that we can't get to a deal because I don't want to take that chance and have to deal with that.
Right.
I don't know. All right, we'll continue to roll on. That's already 2 hours in the books, 1 hour still to go, 60 minutes on the clock. We take the final hour for you. It comes up next on ESPN 97.5.